From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 5th, 2015. Here are some of the stories that made the news from Friday, January 2nd through Monday, January 5th. Siobhan Barton reported in the Register Star that Columbia County Sons and Daughters of Italy have announced its 2015 Positive Image Awards will be presented to Doris Moore and Thomas Fisher Sunday, January 11th. The two longtime Hudson residents will be recognized for their social contributions and for projecting a positive image of all Italian Americans. Moore, a first-generation American citizen, is Commissioner of the Aging for the City of Hudson and belongs to the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Fundraising Committee Board. Fisher, the current Sons and Daughters of Italy Lodge Vice President, served in the armed forces in the U.S. and Germany. He is a founding member of the Alight Center and a former member of the Hudson Opera House Board of Directors. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, Senate Majority Coalition Leader Dean Skelos, and Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver announced Friday, January 2nd, the governor's 2015 State of State Address is postponed due to extenuating circumstances. The address has been rescheduled to 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st. It will be presented in the Empire State Convention Center in Albany. Cuomo was slated to give the speech Wednesday, January 7th, but his father, former Governor Mario M. Cuomo, died January 1st. The Senate and the Assembly 2015 legislative session will convene January 7th as mandated by the state constitution. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail the Huntertown Board renewed two land use moratoria at its December 30th year-end meeting. The two newly adopted laws are temporary bans on establishing and or expanding junkyards or mobile home parks within the town. Both laws contain a hardship provision. The laws will sunset in 9 months. The town is engaged in an ongoing effort to revisit, rewrite, and update its planning regulations. Brian Fung reported in the Washington Post, federal regulators looking to place restrictions on internet providers will introduce and vote on new proposed net neutrality rules in February, Federal Communications Commission officials said Friday, January 2nd. Tom Wheeler told fellow FCC commissioners before the Christmas holiday that he intends to circulate a draft proposal internally next month with an eye toward approving the measure weeks later. The rules are meant to keep broadband providers such as Verizon and Comcast from speeding up or slowing down some websites compared to others. Joe Rao reported at Space.com a newfound comet could put on a spectacular show in Earth's skies this month. The Lovejoy Comet, named for amateur Australian astronomer Terry Lovejoy, should be viewable from small telescopes and binoculars during much of January. The comet is expected to reach its closest point to Earth on January 7th, and the darker the sky, the better the view. In dark skies free of significant light pollution, the comet may even be visible with the unaided eye. Astronomers calculate the comet was last near Earth more than 11,000 years ago. Its next scheduled appearance in our solar system is due in about 8,000 years. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory until 6 p.m. Monday, January 5th for the Eastern Catskills, Greater Capital Region, Northern and Central Taconics, Helderbergs, and the Berkshires. Winds of 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts occasionally 40 to 50 miles per hour are possible through the day. Winds will increase during the morning and into the early afternoon, then decrease towards sunset. Isolated power outages may occur due to damage to tree lines. Travel may also be difficult for high-profile vehicles. A hazardous weather outlook is also in effect through Sunday, January 11th. Dangerously cold to life-threatening wind chills are likely the evening of Wednesday, January 7th through the morning of Thursday, January 8th. For the local weather forecast today, there's a chance of snow showers mainly before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 28, breezy with a west wind of 20 to 23 miles per hour with gusts as high as 49 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 11. Tuesday, light snow likely mainly between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., cloudy with a high near 21. Tuesday night, chance of snow showers mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 13. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 21, windy, winds could gust as high as 39 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around negative 2. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 16. Thursday night, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:38 p.m. with a length of day being 9 hours and 14 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the first Monday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Ancrum Conservation Advisory Council is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7 in Ankrum, 329-6512. The Athens Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 2 First Street in Athens, 734-3636. The Caro Town Board meeting is at 6 p.m. at Caro Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Caro, 622-3120. The Catskill Recreation Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Claverick Planning Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Church Street in Mellonville, 672-7911. The Claremont Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors organizational meeting is at 3 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 5th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.